Well, good morning. 7:10, it's Brackets Hunter.
Hey!
Good morning.
Hey! Oh!
Hey, Bob. Is that Bob out there?
Yeah, trying to get Bob in here.
What's Bob doing?
There he is. Come on in.
Bob!
Say hi to the people out there.
Good morning. Hi, people.
Hey, Bob!
That's a recognizable voice.
You you ready to do some selling today?
I'm ready to roll.
You always look so dapper.
We're going to crush it in between the snowflakes.
That's right. Can you believe it's snowing already?
Yeah.
I feel like it's since I've moved up here, though, it hasn't started snowing this early.
Yeah.
Like this,
it's very true.
Yeah. So are we just going to get it this year? What'd that stupid groundhog say? Are we getting it?
Isn't that for spring?
You got the wrong season.
Right. Moron.
I ask groundhogs all the time. If I see a groundhog, I'm like, hey, what's going on? And then he runs away or he gets mad at me.
I have heard it's going to be a brutal winter.
Is that what it
is? And I'm always calling BS. I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah.
They're all brutal.
Yeah, that's true.
There's never a good one, right?
No, they're not.
Oh, it's negative 10. I'm really enjoying myself right now. This is great. Well, you look dapper as always.
Thank you.
We love you so very much.
Oh, my goodness. Group hug.
Yeah, right.
Group hug.
Bob's like, I'm never coming back in that studio ever again. This is weird.
It smells in here.
It does.
He's not even hiding it. All right, Bob. Well, it's great seeing you, my friend. Always.
Great to be seen.
Go blue.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. This is a guy who stops by every morning just to say hi. Always waving every single morning, 7 o'clock on the dot.
Well, he flips me off. He waves at you.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. We love you, buddy.
Have a good day.
We'll see you. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. You were a little slow on that one. Mm-hmm. Call them 269-445-7777. God, you're the worst. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, all this talk about colonizing the moon and Mars might have to be put on hold because there's so much junk orbiting the Earth right now that it's getting tougher and tougher to launch a rocket through it all. The European Space Agency says there are over 750,000 pieces of space debris currently orbiting the Earth. They're trying to clear things up, but using satellites that actually use giant nets to grab the space trash and then shoot it down towards Earth so it burns up in the atmosphere. Now, when they say space trash, are they talking about like stuff from us?
Because obviously.
So we're already making space worse, too.
Yeah, you know what, though?
We suck.
750,000 pieces of trash, right? First off, how do they count that?
Yeah.
Second of all, dude, that's nothing.
It's a lot, though.
I mean, I'm not saying that's nothing, but compared to how vast the atmosphere is around the Earth, it's a lot of space.
That's true. But there shouldn't be. Why are we leaving trash in space?
I know. That's BS. But we're going to get to that, though.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, they're making it sound like you can't even, like, put your arm through it. You know?
Well, the big thing is, I think because even little pieces of trash, like you get something that's the size of a golf ball, that'll bring down a rocket ship that's going.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it will.
No, it will.
Yes, it will.
No. Get out of here.
I guarantee it would. Think about a little.
Who's building this rocket then?
Think about that going at like this, like 200,000 miles an hour. All right? And you got a rocket going fast too. Pow, that'll go. That's like a rock through your windshield, Hunter. You wouldn't expect a little tiny rock to go through the windshield of your car.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, you do agree because I'm right. I know more about space trash than you do.
No, you don't because there ain't no golf ball taking down a rocket.
Yeah, well, actually, that one drive I hit was up in space. That's still floating around out there.
It's your fault.
That's what's dangerous, that amazing drive that I hit.
The multi-billion-dollar rocket taken down by a yellow golf ball that says the Plan B Morning Show subclassic.
It's got one guy and then this other guy with... No, is that Beavis?
Right, looks like Beavis on there. No eyebrows, just...
I think we took down a rocket.
Do you imagine that? Our golf ball taking it down...
It's lodged in the thing. They find the debris, too. They're like, we found the problem.
It's stuck in the grill of the spaceship.
Oh,
what the hell? All right. Well, either way.
We're still doing a tournament next year.
If you ever go up into space, that'll be 751. Wait, it'll be 750,001 pieces of trash up there. That one took a minute. Obviously, Halloween is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
very exciting for everyone, ghouls and goblins alike. It's also a great time to watch scary movies. Not for me. However,
not a good time to go camping.
If I am going to watch a scary movie, I'm going to find one with a lot of nude scenes. Luckily, Mr. Skin, the patron saint of nudity, compiled a list of the franchises with the most TNA. Witchcraft apparently is the one with the most. Have you ever seen any of the Witchcraft series?
I don't think so.
There's 16 of them, and the 16 entries in the franchise you've never heard of, spanning from 1988 to 2017. So that's the one with the most.
I mean, so people are going to go out and watch this because of that when you have porn at the tip of your fingers?
There's something different, though, when it's just a regular movie.
Yeah.
So they also, so take out Witchcraft. Here's the top, should we do top 10? Hell, let's do top 10. Let's talk, or top 9 anyways. The top 9 movie franchises, horror movie franchises with the most nudity. Number 1, Friday the 13th.
I was going to say that.
12 movies, 39 nude scenes.
Just a bunch of chicks tripping and their clothes falling off.
Number 2, Hellraiser, 10 movies, 24 nude scenes. Number 3, Wrong Turn, 7 movies, 17 nude scenes. Piranha, 5 movies, 16 nude scenes. Wow. Hostel, 3 movies, 14 nude scenes. Silent Night, Deadly Night, 6 movies, 14 nude scenes. Halloween, 13 movies, 13 nude scenes. Wow. One per.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and bitch about nude scenes, but dude, it is such a thing of the past. It just takes away from movies now. I mean, newer movies that come out now. I mean, the old.
What are you, square?
I just, dude, why do you have, why?
Why not?
I mean, I guess, but.
If I made a movie, it'd be all nudes. I'd make a porno. That's what I think.
Yeah, why? It's
funny. In talking about this, and I think you and I have discussed this, there are some movies where it's like, okay, look,
add to the plot?
It added nothing to the plot. It added nothing to the plot.
You know?
I mean, like, gratuitous, like, hardcore sex scenes, other than shock value, it doesn't add anything to the plot.
And my thing, too, is, like, anything really outside of a horror movie, like, what?
But even horror movies. I guess horror movies throw it in because usually the plot's terrible.
That kind of spices it up a little bit. And it was just kind of a thing in horror movies.
Yeah.
You know, in the day. Horror movies aren't the same anymore.
So what you're saying is, Hunter, you want to see less nude scenes in movies?
No, absolutely not.
So you're just saying they don't serve a purpose.
They don't serve a purpose.
Keep them in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Dude, you go to my parents' house, any horror VHS tape, just rewind it like 30 seconds. There will be a nude scene. I
would bet. Let's say the fate of the world came down to aliens coming down and they said, we need to see a nude scene right now. I'd say, go to my parents' house, put in the Varsity Blues VHS tape and rewind about 2 minutes
because
it's at the end of the strip club.
Because as a child. That's all you had.
No, because once you saw the movie.
The internet.
You saw the movie through for the first time. You're like, okay, I'm good. I've marked down
you
where
I need
to go.
You would go to the movie store and specifically pick movies as a kid because, grandma's going to let me rent a rated R movie.
No, I'd just go right up front to that white binder that was for adults only.
Oh.
That was at the front of the store on the counter. And you just casually flipped through it.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, you're not old enough to be looking at it. Hey, shut up. I'm renting this movie. Big Booty Hoes Volume 3.
Oh, God.
And then Leprechaun. Because, you know.
That had a lot of nude scenes in it, too.
It didn't make the list, though. Didn't make the list. Not good enough.
And the Leprechaun.
I like boobies. This was terrible.
It was.
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.